Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. How are we doing, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
We have an exciting show for you today. We have two guests. For those of you who are listening to our show for the very first time, our show proves that chronic disorders can indeed be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. We've been with KCEO and K-SPA for about a month now, and if you would like to hear our old shows on the radio, they are archived on our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Is there anything you'd like to say, Dr. Tong?
Yes, you click on drtong.com and click on radio shows. You have a list of Western diagnoses alphabetically from Alzheimer's, allergy, asthma, Crohn's disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. Everything they say is not curable can be cured. And the key to curing any disease is your mind and spirit. A human is a mind and spirit, living invisible mind spirit that enters the body and keeps order in the body. Orderly state is called health in the body. Orderly state in a company is called wealth. And both are kept by energy from the mind, the Chinese call qi. So whenever the qi go less, you have aging, you have disease. And when your spirit and mind is not connected to your body anymore, you cannot be cured. So the critical thing that you learn from this program is that your mind cures the body. And today's Western medicine uses drugs, uses surgery. It only temporizes the symptom, but never fixes the underlying problem. And you learn from what I do, by connecting the mind and the body, the symptom disappears right away. Okay, the qi goes in the body, it opens up circulation. The qi and circulation is what keeps order, provide the nutrition, and get rid of the toxins. And when there's no obstruction, you get good circulation. When there's the obstruction between the mind and body, that's when symptoms develop. And the first thing you do is get the qi. Just like when you have a problem in a company, the first thing you do is get the boss. And you cannot get the boss who is sick, because his qi is not in his body. any situation with any problem, the first thing you need to do is find somebody, find something who knows how to fix it, and that is the qi. In the body, the qi opens up circulation. So what we do in our practice is connect your mind back to the body, restore circulation, and then balance your body. You got too much phlegm, too much heat, and so forth. And then we teach the patient what they are and what they did wrong in their life, eating wrong and so forth, okay, so that they avoid those factors to get a permanent cure. So a cure involves both the doctor and the patient learning what they're doing wrong in life. If you go to a doctor and they give you a prescription to go out, that's irresponsible, that is harmful. You need to learn that. So we're going to prove that by... we have two guests, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Let's get to our first guest today, Marcy. Is Marcy on the line? Hello, Marcy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome
Hi,
to
Marcy.
Our show.
Hey.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Okay, I'm from Montebello, California, and I'm a computer operator at Burlington Gold Factory.
Okay. And give us kind of a background of what you were suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong.
Okay, well, I have colitis.
Uh-huh.
I have inflammatory bowel disease and
okay.
gastritis.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with this?
In 1997.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's been about almost 7 years.
Yes.
And what did you do for this?
What are the symptoms?
What were your symptoms?
Well, for the colitis, it's a lot of bleeding.
Bleeding,
you know, bleeding with mucus. And...
bleeding from where? From your bowels?
Yes.
Okay.
And how often you bleed? Every day or what?
Yes.
Mm.
It got really bad. Really bad, where it was like the medicine wasn't helping anymore.
Mm-hmm. What medicine were you prescribed?
I was prescribed, what was the name of it?
Asofadine?
Yes, sulfadine.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to just double up on them.
Oh. Yes.
And I was doing as he was telling me, and it still didn't go away. It was still going on until I found Dr. Tong.
Yes. How many bowel movements were you having? How much diarrhea were you having before you saw me?
Before I found you?
Yes, huh?
It was getting so bad. It was, like, happening to me, like, morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then diarrhea with the bleeding.
Yes.
And a lot of cramps and pain, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, how about your appetite? Were your appetite good or no?
Actually, I ate, but I ate the bad food that I wasn't supposed to be eating, and my stomach would be bloated
yes.
all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. And your doctor never talked to you about the diet?
No.
Okay.
Never.
That's one of the biggest fallacies, okay? Your problem did not develop because you were lacking those drugs. So giving you the drugs would not be the cure for your problem.
Right.
Your problem is that you were eating the wrong kind of food, and also you were stressed out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, emotion is one of the biggest factors in any chronic disorder. That's why when you came to see me, I talked to you about your diet and talked to you about all the emotional trauma. So I know where your blockages are.
Right.
So how did you hear about Dr. Tong, Marcy?
Well, actually, I was talking to a friend of mine. And I was telling her, you know, what was wrong with me. She knew I was taking the sulfadines, but she didn't know what they were for. She just knew that they were for my stomach, but she didn't know. So actually, I was just telling her my problem. And she just happened to get on the computer, and she found him.
Mm.
Oh, how did she find him?
In the computer.
Oh, on the website?
Mm-hmm.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She just started looking, and she found him, and she read me a story.
Mm-hmm.
That really caught my attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me come to him.
Okay.
Yeah. I have many, many, many stories. And for those who are really interested, Marcy's problem is not half or one-tenth as bad as a patient called Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And he has colitis so bad that they took out his colon. He was having 45 bowel movement a day.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 100 bowel movement. And question that, how do you have so much to say? I count them, okay? And then after they take out the big bowel, the large intestine, they connect the small intestine to the rectum
mm-hmm.
and have so much rectal pain, they want to take out the small intestine.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Sam, okay, what do? You move your dining room to the bathroom, because when you eat, the whole thing will come down to the rectum, you know.
Yes.
And the point is that the bowels are not getting the qi and not getting the circulation, and that's the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting azovidine and all the anti-inflammatory drugs, and they also give chemotherapies,
mm-hmm.
okay, Imuran and stuff like that. Those are all very toxic to your body. It makes you sicker.
Right.
Even if azovidine help you, it's just like painting over the water stain, make the walls look better, but never treat the leak. So the
exactly.
underlying disease not treated, okay?
Yes. If you guys want to hear that show, that's actually show number 4, September 30th of 2000. Sam's story is there, having ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, bloody diarrhea.
Yeah, within a few treatments, I dropped the 45 diarrhea to around 10 or 9, and after a couple of months of treatment, he was totally good for 5 years, working 75 hours a day in a week in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back to see me in those 5 years about 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marcy, can you tell us how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I've had two.
Two treatments. And why don't you tell us how...
What happened after the first treatment?
Yeah, what happened after the first treatment?
Well, since I've seen him, my stomach has not gotten bloated once.
Mm. Really?
And every day I would be suffering. I just wanted to come home, go to bed. I mean, it was just like, you know, my life was getting affected by that.
After the very first treatment, you had no more bloating.
No.
That is wonderful. I mean, to be bloated is so uncomfortable, and you just feel, oh, it's a horrible feeling.
Yes, and actually, like, my friends at work had noticed, and they said, look, your stomach is like the way it was when you came in this morning.
Oh.
By the end of the day, it's all bloated, and it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, how about the diarrhea and the bleeding?
It has stopped and then like a little bit coming back.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you got to really watch your diet or get another treatment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even better yet is get on with our dietary program, the neutralizing program, but with the Master Miracle products, because you are too acidic. Most people are too acidic. And I advise people who are listening to us, okay, if you don't come to see me, you need to learn how to neutralize all the acid, or you're going to get sick.
Yes. It's and after the second treatment, how are you doing now?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Much better than before.
Oh, right? Much better. Much, much better. I mean, I feel really good.
And the diarrhea is not there anymore, right?
A little bit, but not like before where, I mean... Oh, I didn't even know how I could be at work anymore because it was terrible. It was getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If this story seems too incredible to believe, please check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Look under radio shows, and we have an index of diseases in alphabetical order, and colitis is one of them. You will see Marcy's show on there. Give us a call at 1-800-292-5236 if you have any questions. It's toll free at 1-800-292-5236, or make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664.
If this is too incredible for you to believe, okay, I got news for you. It's actually very easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be arrogant, okay? Once you know the traffic pattern and where they are blocked, you open the traffic, the riot stop, the order is restored, and that's all I do. After restoring the blood circulation, you balance the body, and they teach the patient what to eat, okay? That is how medicine should be practiced, and how many people in this country or in this world practice that?
Well,
unfortunately, not too many
doctors
people.
Doctors nowadays don't even know what the right diet is to tell their patients to eat, let alone, you know, even knowing what they're eating is wrong. You know, they say right now, now it's the low-carb diet. That's like the big craze. First it was Atkins, and now it's low-carb, and next they're probably going to say, you know, no carb. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They have no idea.
If you want to be healthy, don't listen to your MDs.
Yes. Well, Marcy, is thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add? How are you doing emotionally?
Great. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank Dr. Tong.
Oh, you're welcome.
I look forward to my next visit.
Yeah. One more visit, everything will stop. And then I just had to recheck what you're eating and tell you what you're doing.
And if she's on the Master's Miracle Program, she will definitely be,
yeah,
be okay.
As your pH goes up, okay, you have less acid. You'll be much healthier and more resistant to diseases.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Everything that you've told me to do, I'm doing it.
Good. That's a good kind of
place.
Yes, good. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Marcy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on there.
Okay,
yeah,
have a great weekend.
Okay,
weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, M.D. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Nancy is on hold.
We have our next guest on the line. Nancy, should we get to her?
Yeah, let's talk to Nancy, yeah.
Nancy, hello. Welcome to our show.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah, I'm doing really, really well.
Nancy, tell us where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm in outside sales, and I'm from Glendale, California.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
What was that you would do again? I missed that. Sorry.
I'm in outside sales.
Outside sales. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right, right.
So and it's like, you know, there's a lot of movement. I have to be in and out of a car and mm-hmm. interacting with a lot of people and moving around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why don't you give us a little background on what was your experience before seeing Dr. Tong? What were your symptoms? What were your suffering
from?
Well,
you know, I had arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And, I knew it was always lurking, and I always had some stiffness, but nothing that was terrible. But then one day, I woke up, and I mean, I
was
in serious pain.
Mm-hmm. How many years were you suffering from that for?
I'm sorry?
How many years were you suffering from arthritis?
Well, you know, that was the funny thing. It first started, I'm going to be 49, so I'm 30. It started when I was 35, but it had started and stopped. It had stopped, but I'd always, like, had some, I'd have stiffness, I'd have discomfort, but nothing really bad until November of this year. And then it was like, you know, trying to get it sorted out was, Just I wasn't able to do it. You know, I go to the doctor, and they wanted to give me something that would then you don't make it to handle the swelling.
Anti-inflammatories.
Anti-inflammatories.
Oh yeah, and I took one and got so sick.
Like Celebrex or Vioxx. Or?
Correct.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And so then after that, I was just it was like I was really desperate. I mean, I couldn't get in and out of the bathtub. You know, by myself, I had a hard time walking. My knees, my hips, and I was in such pain, and my hands were so sweaty. It was like I was scared because, as a single woman, I thought, "Oh my God, how I couldn't." You know, I had a difficult time working. Mm-hmm. You know, what was going to happen here if I was like 48 years old at the time? What was going to happen when I was 58, 68, you know, 78? I mean, I saw myself being crippled. That's how bad it was. It was very frightening.
Right. Basically, you've been suffering from this for almost over 10 years. And
But not to that degree.
On and off.
Correct. The last November is when it got like that.
Okay. November of last year. Okay.
So what were they giving you to control it?
Besides the anti-inflammatories, did they give you anything else?
No. Well, no, because they know I wouldn't take pain pills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no, they didn't know what to do with me. They didn't know. Oh, I know. They gave me anti-candida medication.
Oh. Mm. For arthritis?
Diflucan. Yeah, well, because we noticed when the candida was worse, it was worse.
I see.
So I was taking Diflucan, and I was taking, I want to say Maalox, and that's not it. The powder that you take in the...
Powder.
Some kind of an acid?
No, it was an anti-fungal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nystatin.
Okay.
Nystatin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, you know, I notice, you know, doctors, right now I'm rotating through, you know, with different doctors, and you see what other doctors are experiencing. They don't know what's wrong there. It's almost like they're chasing something, you know.
Yeah, it was very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nancy,
because, you know, I mean, I was getting no relief.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nancy, did they talk to you about your diet?
Just saying not to eat, to stay away from carbs.
Right.
See, I'd been doing that for years and years, feeling like I had a problem with candida, so I was eating more and more meat.
Uh-huh.
And I was eating more meat and protein, and I was eating, like, hardly any carbohydrates. And the odd thing now is, I'm eating more carbohydrates, more fruits and vegetables.
And you feel better, right?
Oh, my God. I feel like a different person.
I want to say something, Nancy. Mm-hmm. When you first came to see me, you were also very, very tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, horrible.
You don't talk like this. You don't sound so vibrant and jubilee and so forth. Okay. You were just hardly have any breath to talk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
terrible.
Right now it's completely different. Okay.
Yes.
And
after the first treatment, I was completely different.
Right.
Yeah. After the first treatment?
Yes.
How many treatments have you had?
Not very many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at it.
I saw Dr. Tong about two or three days before Christmas,
uh-huh.
And I think I've only had Dr. Tong maybe three.
You've had four. You've had four treatments.
Four treatments.
Four?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Four treatments.
Since December.
And it's like, and I have to get back down to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, my schedule has been so busy, and I thought, oh, my God, I must be feeling a lot better because I'm having a hard time getting down to see him because my schedule is so jam-packed
mm-hmm.
with different things to do. And I thought, oh, my God, is this a different mm-hmm. scenario?
Yeah. Nancy, why don't you hold on, okay? We got a couple of callers. So when we answer them, and I'll definitely mention,
mm-hmm.
Explain the bad thing about taking too much protein,
right.
too much acid,
the Atkins
diet
is horrible.
Everybody get into
it's
it.
Terrible.
Okay?
Do not do the Atkins diet.
Yeah, it's going to make doctors richer. Okay, so
that
you want to make me rich? Okay, follow all these different diets.
So, how are you feeling? You're feeling a lot better? Or?
Wonderful. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue,
uh-huh,
and of course, like just eating the meat and the. You know, and so
mm-hmm.
as soon as I started adding whole grains to my diet,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
and the fruits.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, I feel so much better. What's going on? Because
yeah.
it's the opposite
yes.
of
I thought,
what everyone
have I
tells
been
you.
Making myself sick all of these
right.
years?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because of my diet?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, carbohydrates are very important, but...
You are what you eat.
Yes. Complex carbohydrates.
Yeah.
That is what
That's
is,
right.
is missing, is everyone eats the refined sugars, which there's
okay.
no nutrition at all.
So why don't get the caller?
Yeah. Why don't you hold on, Nancy? We're gonna answer a couple calls, okay?
And then talk to you
yeah.
back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a caller on the line. Hello?
Helen,
where are you calling from?
Rent to Bernardo.
Okay. Welcome to our show. You have a question for us?
Can his treatment be used to release negative emotions like resentment, anger?
Absolutely.
In fact, it's the byproduct of the treatment is that you get emotional release.
It's not the byproduct. It is what
it
I
is
do.
That is the treatment. Yeah,
yeah, that is the treatment, okay? Let me explain, okay? Remember I talk about qi? Qi is your emotion. You are a spirit. You are a sentient, feeling, invisible, living spirit out in space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That spirit enters your body and you get that physical feeling. When the spirit is not in you, the body cannot feel. So all I do, when we use acupuncture or inject acupuncture point, each point it has to do with, each meridian
mm-hmm.
has to do with a certain emotion, like in the case of anger and frustration, had to do with liver.
Right.
Okay.
So when you harbor this feeling too much, then you start having liver problems. You start seeing yourself with hypertension.
Yes.
You may get rash. You
those
know,
are
skin
all the,
rash.
Those are the physical byproduct
of
being too angry.
Right.
And too frustrated. I have one
right.
patient so angry, he bought a gun, was going to kill this guy that making him angry.
Mm-hmm.
Who's he going to kill?
He's going to kill a former friend that really make him angry.
Oh,
he
okay.
bought a gun, okay, so
mm-hmm.
he was not, joking, okay. And in fact, he was so impatient waiting on the grocery line to pay will get him so mad,
mm-hmm.
okay. You see all the road rages in California
well, I'm
now?
Not that bad, thank God.
yeah, I know. But, you know, I can get rid of anger almost right away. Go to
mm-hmm.
my website, drtongtalk.com. click on the radio show and check on anger. Okay, you'll see I treated also a fireman that was very, very angry. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but this
couple
was
of
years and years and years.
Yes.
Yeah, but you'll feel better the first time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And also, as far as carbohydrates, I love to eat.
What's that again?
I love to eat fruits. Is that a good carbohydrate to eat?
Fruits, okay, anything wholesome is good. Mm-hmm. A human is designed to eat mostly carbohydrates. The first thing you put in your mouth, the saliva, the petalin, the enzyme in your mouth, takes alkaline medium to digest, which is digest starch.
Mm-hmm.
So nature tells you that we should put starch and eat complex carbohydrate right away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all the other acid, the protein, the amino acid, and the fatty acid, okay, the body manufactures so much acid. And that's what gets us sick. And if I get any time today, I'll show you how all this acid create cholesterol problem, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, cancer, osteoporosis.
And doctor, do you think we were meant to eat meat?
A little bit. Okay. Some people can eat some, but not today's meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to go now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Lee in San Diego next.
Lee from San Diego. Welcome to our show.
Hi,
Lee.
You have a question
Hi.
For us?
Yes, I've listened to your program before, and I'm very interested in your treatment. I received,
sure.
I asked mm-hmm. for your a letter to be sent, and I read all through it,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
From your office.
Okay.
And I was wondering, since I live actually in Rancho Bernardo, San Diego mm-hmm. area.
Okay.
And I'm interested in coming down to treat with you, but I was wondering, because you're quite a ways away. I have degenerated now from a number of different problems to the point where I can no longer drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
Degenerated what?
I have to get a ride. But
uh-huh.
my question is, I think I'm going to be a tough case. No one can figure out how to fix me, but I'm hoping you can.
Mm-hmm.
If I am a tough case, how many times a week would I have to come to you? Because I've read your website, and I see some people take, up to a year or 2 years if they're really
very
compromised.
Few. Not that often anymore, okay? Number one, how old are you? I may ask you.
I'm 55.
Okay, and how long have you been sick?
Oh, wow. It started in 1985.
Okay.
So 20 years.
But it's a whole bunch of different things compiled on other things,
okay.
Over the years.
The last question is how energetic you are. Are you tired most of the time?
Extremely. And I don't
okay.
sleep much from
okay.
the pain.
If you do not have enough energy, if the battery is low, you'll take some time. But most likely, you'll feel a lot better the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely you'll feel better. If you have pain, you have depression, you have shortness of breath and like that, okay, 90% of the time you'll feel better the first treatment. And I'm not just pulling a number for out in air.
Mm-hmm.
Every single patient after their first treatment, they fill out an initial report. And one of the questions said, mm-hmm. do you have any improvement? And 90% of my people check better.
Mm-hmm. If I have, I have things that are degenerative disease, like degenerative joint disease and arthritis mm-hmm. and all these things.
Right.
Can you completely reverse those things over time?
Absolutely.
It is reversible.
Okay.
Fibromyalgia, all that stuff?
Yes. Everything can be cured, okay? Mm-hmm. I am writing a little book. I even grow hair now on my bald spot. Okay,
he's growing
hair. Double as much hair, and then and to the point
it's
that
amazing.
Yeah, I know how. Once I found
it, I'm even amazed.
Yeah, the missing link. The missing link is that
we're too
alkaline and acid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once I use alkaline and myself and the treatment, the key is circulation. We open up, restore your circulation. You learn how to maintain it.
Yeah.
So in other words, okay, the problem is caused by traffic jams. So once the people open traffic jam, the local area people need to not block it up again.
And you are mm-hmm. not talking about mainly acupuncture, because I've had that in
yeah, acupuncture
doesn't
cure
me.
Acupuncture is very weak,
it's
okay?
too weak
yeah.
for your problem.
Yeah, my injecting acupuncture point makes like 10 times different, mm-hmm. okay?
So you're actually injecting the point, the key meridian.
Right.
Yeah.
You have our number, right, Lee?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Do you have our number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. Give us a call and we'll give her more information on the Master's Miracle, okay?
On the what?
On you'll just call us and we'll give you more information.
Okay,
okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, please call us at 714-556-8664. 888-664 for an appointment. We're here until 2 p.m. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our website is drtong.com. Join us next Saturday at 12 noon on KSPA AM 1510 and KCEO AM 1000. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.